We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Politics done right in Colombia, Lee. We worked hand in hand, with the wonderful ladies from right here in Greenville County who have spent countless hours up there in Colombia shepherding this girls' sports bill through. And this audience absolutely got it unstuck. It was on the verge of dying in committee, which is where Republicans send, well, people who pretend to be Republicans but are actually Democrats, send, which is a lot of our GOP leadership in the state, send things to die in committee so they can go, oops, we would have loved to have voted for it, but gosh darn it, died in committee.
Now, we brought it up, but we didn't pass it.
Yeah, but, you know, it wasn't our fault. It just sort of died. Yeah. It's like one of those, you know, it's just mystery in the night. There it goes. Nobody knows how. Yeah, that's how they kill things. And it was well on its way to death when our audience revived it with waves of calls and got it back going through committee. So you can take credit for this morning. If you have a daughter or a granddaughter and you made the call, we did get this done. We in working with them every step of the way was really cool. And once it got going, it was kind of like a snowball. It was big enough that GOP members were then forced to vote for it. So we were able to get people on the record, get this done. This is a huge accomplishment. It's something that's near and dear to my heart, having a daughter who plays sports.
Same here.
And, you know, just not just her, but so many other girls who just have a passion for the sports that they play, whether that's her best friend who is, I call her the soccer genius. She's really good. And you know, both girls have grown up playing with boys at the middle school where they are. The boys practice with the girls.
Yeah, which happens a lot.
But they're on different teams.
Right.
And the thought process there, and it's an open thought process, is, well, that'll make the girls better playing the boys.
Right.
But there's an understanding the boys are better than the girls biologically. And it's funny because my daughter came home from her sports practice the other night at her club and they were playing with boys. And the express purpose of the boys playing with the girls is to make the girls better. That, like, nobody hides that. And anybody who has been to a tournament knows when you see the machines and the balls get hit by the boys, you can mathematically easily see how much harder and faster that they are. And it is significant. It's not small. And even the boys' teams that are not the top-ranked boys' teams hit it so much harder and faster than even the best girls' teams in the country. And when you see one of those machines that's set up, you know, that it measures the speed of the ball is hit, it is remarkable the difference in the power of the boys. Literally as soon as they hit puberty, too, these boys that are still, I call them little manlings. I have a little manling in the house. He's a hybrid right now. He's hit puberty, but he's still all, you know, half boy, half man. And they're still awkward, man. The second they get that, like, you know, first sign of puberty, whether that's the cracking voice or the acne on the forehead, bam, that speed goes right through the roof. And so you can see, you know, around the time those boys teams are 12, and, you know, if they're playing on a court where you've got a machine, one of the machines that measures the speed, you can see the speed is remarkable. And you could even put one of those 12 and 13 year old boy teams and you look at the speed and then you look at 16U, 17U girls teams. They're not hitting at the speed that the 12s and 13s are. And I've sat for, and, you know, as I've been at tournaments for whole weekends, you know, you've got a lot of downtime to kill. And, you know, with all my kids playing sports and watched this, and it is remarkable the difference even between like 13-year-old boys and 16, 17-year-old girls, and the power that they have. It's not fair to play them against each other. It's just not. And I'm so glad, knowing girls who are incredibly good at their sports that they play, who will probably play in college and may play notably well in college.
Now they will. Yeah.
Now they will, that there is not going to be a boy in their way, because, you know, the way that sports are now, it's nothing like when I was high school. And that's that, like, when you're in high school, when we grew up, you played, say it's basketball or baseball that you're good at. You played that for the season. Maybe you went to camp in the summer, right? And the most athletically gifted people would rise to the top. These kids now are mini professionals. They play year round. Mm-hmm. I'm on the road half the year now. And that's what you have to do if you just want to play at a college. Not a great college, a college. And the level of play is unbelievable. My daughter and I were watching the 1964 Olympics the other day. It was Japan's first year playing volleyball. And we were watching it, and we were shocked at the low level of play in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure some of our club teams could have beaten that Olympic team. Mm-hmm. That's how much those sports have advanced. And the best team in Japan, which won that first year that it was in the Olympics, the best team in Japan, I mean, those girls were just taken from high schools around the country where they'd played 3 months out of the year. I mean, sport has advanced to the point that these athletes literally are just inches separate the good from the great. And you throw a boy into that, and it's a mess. I don't mean to go on, but it's heartbreaking to think of boys being able to play against girls.
Yeah, and this is an important victory there for women's sports and girls' sports in this state. And the part that just disappoints me the most is the opposition, some in the opposition, who try to make this out to be about a hate issue over LGBTQ rights. It is not.
It's not.
It has got nothing to do with this. This does not address any issue of morality or theology or anything else. This simply says those that are genetically born female will play against females, and those that are genetically born males will, you know, play against males. If setting aside the whole LGBT transgender issue, that this does that. It has nothing to do with that. And it once again protects the equity or the equality of what's going on in sports competition.
Because there's not going to be any sports for girls.
Yes, it would completely ruin it. I'm just waiting for them to do something for some of these transgender male players or transgender players to go into the NBA, WNBA, and see how long it takes for one of the wokest professional sports to change its sport.
Yeah, when there aren't a lot of women left in it. Because this generation of kids, there are a ton of transgender kids in schools right now, a ton of them.
And listen,
because it's very, I think there are kids who are legitimately transgender, but I think a lot of these kids, it's a fad for them.
Well, and I also realize that there are inequities in the way that boys and girls sports in high school many times are funded or whatever. Although I have seen that improve. I know in where I live in Anderson County, we've had very good softball teams. Yes, the girls don't play baseball. The boys play baseball. We've had very good baseball teams from my old high school, Palmetto High School in Williamston. The boys team has done very well over the years, and the girls softball teams have done very well over the years. And I've seen them now. In fact, the softball fields that they have developed there at Palmetto High School, they've got a whole new facility. I mean, they've got stuff that, like, the high school football team didn't have to have, until recently. I mean, in my district, in Anderson District 1, they've really funded well the boys' sports, but they're also catching up with the girls' sports. Obviously, girls are not playing. They're not a girls' football league. However, we have had girls. In fact, there was a girl from Palmetto that was a kicker that actually was one of the first in the state and one of the first in the country to actually score points as a point-after kicker at Palmetto High School years ago. And this was years ago. This was like 10, 15 years ago.
And that goes back, leads to something you were saying earlier that I want to bring up about the morality of this. This was a girl sports bill.
Yeah.
So that girl would not be barred at all from playing on a boys team.
Right.
If you're a girl and you can play at that level, you can still try out in South Carolina. And if you're good enough to make it, you should play on the boys team. If the girls team, I mean, if you're good enough to play on the girls team, then if you're good enough to play on the boys team, then the girls team is just going to slow you down. You should be at the highest level of play that you can be at physically. So this is, again, not making the moral judgment of, oh, hey, the girls shouldn't be playing with the boys. That's not happening. That's not what this is. Again, the girls, if they can make the boys teams, they can make the boys teams. Mm-hmm. So, and best of luck to them. I hope they do. That'd be really cool. But I'm going to tell you, it's just not going to happen on a large scale. It just isn't. Boys just have such a tremendous physical advantage over the girls. And if you want to see just how radical that advantage is, just Google women's national soccer team and pick a country. And you'll read these stories. What they'll do is they'll bring out boys club soccer players who are like 15, 16 to play the national women's team, like the best girls, women's players in the entire country. And they beat them. And then the boys will go get in their mom's cars to be driven home because they can't even drive yet. And they're 14 and 15. And they're beating the best women's soccer player. That is how powerful male biology is. And there's a reason for that. Men had to feed their families. So for many generations. So we're not going to deny science anymore in South Carolina. And that is very exciting.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.